Hi, folks. This is Rick, and it is, what is it today? It's November 25th, 2014, and I'm down in the Duluth Entertainment and Convention Center, otherwise known as the DECC, D-E-C-C. And my wife and I came down here to get some exercise walking around, but we came across this wall, or it's a veneer on a wall or whatever, that came from an old grain elevator. And the wood has all kinds of ridges and ripples and knobs and all kinds of stuff. And somebody was explaining to us the reason it has this type of profile is because when the grain was poured in, it must come from the top and fell down. So the grains of whatever, wheat, or I think it's mostly wheat that they ship out of here, eroded away the wood, the softer parts of the wood, and the harder parts, which were obviously where the knots or, you know, these old branches used to come out. And they kind of stick out more. So it's kind of interesting. I'm going to do a boo art of this, and hopefully you can see what it looks like. I'm in a different part of the deck right now. This is an ice arena. You can probably hear the hockey game that's sort of going on. It might be practice, I don't know. Of course, ice hockey is a very popular sport here in northern Minnesota. Our local branch of the University of Minnesota has a hockey team that's in the WCHA, which is the Western Collegiate Hockey Association, called the Bulldogs. And this might be the Bulldogs out here in the rink, I don't know. We're in the old arena. They built, and it was just completed a year or two ago, a brand new ice arena. Okay, I got interrupted by a GSM call. I was saying they built a new arena. It seats about 8,000 people, I guess. Basically for the UMD hockey team. So they've got a lot of sheets of ice here. They've got more than this one. They've got another couple practice sheets, I think, in this complex. Hockey's a big sport here. I'm going to pause this and go on to another section. Okay, I'm in a different part of the deck now. And this is another sheet of ice, but the sport is curling. And I've never curled myself, but it involves, you know, sliding a stone across the sheet of ice and trying to hit a target. And I'm not sure how it works, but this is the Duluth Curling Club. They rent a portion of the deck for doing this. I can hear them sweeping. They stand in front of the stone, they sweep in front of it to make the stone slide faster or slower or whatever. It's kind of neat. Okay, I'll stop this. Okay, we have left the deck, but we haven't gone outside. We're on a part of the Skywalk system, and there's a long corridor that connects the deck to downtown Duluth. It must be almost a quarter mile long. Well, that's an exaggeration. But the deck is down at the bayfront. Oops, got people in front of us here. And Downtown is, maybe about, what, three blocks away. So, and in between is some railroad lines and interstate freeway, I-35. So this passage connects up above the railroad and the freeway. And Duluth is built on a hillside, so once we get to the downtown area, then we have to go up some escalators, and the skywalk system continues. It's, it's like a climate-controlled environment, which is something you really need when you get such harsh winters. It continues through several blocks in downtown Duluth, connecting all the stores and so forth. So, in fact, we ate at lunch at a restaurant in downtown, and then we didn't even have to leave the restaurant. We just got into the skywalk system and walked all the way down to the deck, so it's kind of nice, especially for people that work downtown, and they can get off on a lunch break and get some exercise, so without having to bundle up and slip around on the ice and snow. Anyway, well, just thought I'd introduce you to a little bit of Duluth. Hope you're all having a great day. Take care.